checking sports this morning. Let's start with local sports first. In boys swimming last night, Atlantic boys, another victory last night as they continue their dominance. 94-72 was the final team score. Atlantic defeating the Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln St. Albert Thomas Jefferson team. There are 11 events in that meet last night. Atlantic grabbed wins in eight of those. They won the 200 and 400-meter freestyle relays as Damon Miller, Eric Weezer, and Nick Landhus were in all of those relays. Jacob Redler and Blake Ewalt also participated in the relays, and Ewalt and Redler were winners individually as well, as Miller took the 50 and 100-meter freestyle races. For Redler, he was a champ in the 200 and 400 freestyle. Ewalt also a winner in the 200-meter medley, individual medley, and the 100-meter breaststroke in last night's action in Council Bluffs. In high school basketball last night, girls hoops, the Trainer girls basketball team got out to an early lead against Atlantic and then cruised to a 69-46 win as they stay undefeated. The Cardinals took advantage of early Atlantic turnovers, leading 22-5 at the end of the first quarter. That lead grew to 26 points at the half. Abby Tarks had 14 first-half points to finish with 18 in the game for the Class 2A second-ranked Cardinals. That was their 15th victory. Connor Sudman had 13 points for Trainer. Atlantic led by Bailey Newell, who had a dozen points in that contest as the Trojans fall, as Atlantic falls to 1-15 on the season with that loss, and they will travel to face Red Oak on Friday night. Now, Trainer right back in action tonight, and we'll have them on the radio this evening as Trainer will host Audubon as part of a girl and boy doubleheader. We'll have that coverage for you live this evening here on KJAN. Also, girls high school hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10. Red Oak beat Arweva 53-27. Essex knocked off Creston 35-31. Kemper Catholic over Harlan 67-47. In girls Western Iowa Conference action, it was Westwood over Missouri Valley 75-21. Thomas Jefferson beat Tri-Center 57-35. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK over CAM 75-39. Bowyer Valley beat Peyton Sherdan 64-40. Coon Rapids Bayard over West Harrison 55-38. Also in girls hoops, Des Moines Christian over ACGC 55-22. In boys basketball last night, from the Western Iowa Conference, it was Westwood over Missouri Valley 58-48. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK defeating CAM 64-60. It was Peyton Sherdan over Bowyer Valley in double overtime, 83-77. Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 57-30. Arweva over Red Oak 71-54. Corner Conference play saw Fremont Mills beat Bedford 63-51. Also last night, Des Moines Christian boys over ACGC 85-46. The weekly Associated Press boys basketball poll out for each of the classes yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, Iowa City West, Sioux City East, and Dubuque Senior are the top three rated teams. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln is at number four this week in the poll. Also in 3A, it's Waverly, Shell Rock, Pella, and West Delaware, the top three rated teams. In 2A, Western Christian ranked number one. Kemper Catholic is at number two this week. Pella Christian rated number three. Also in Class 1A, North Lynn, Remsen St. Mary's, Grandview Christian, the top three rated teams. Arweva checks in at number seven in this week's small school poll. Also in basketball news, the Minnesota Timberwolves have purchased the Iowa Energy, and they'll begin a different direct affiliation with the NBA Development League team next season. The Timberwolves announced the agreement Monday. Owner Glenn Taylor is purchasing the team, which previously had a hybrid partnership with the Memphis Grizzlies. The Wolves will become the 18th NBA team to have a direct affiliation with a D-League team. It's a growing trend across the league for franchises to use the minor league teams to help develop young players, coaches, and executives, and help players rehab their injuries. The Timberwolves were looking for a team close to the Twin Cities to allow for easy back-and-forth travel. Energy owner Jed Kaplan will remain with the team and partner up with Taylor. Well, third-ranked Gonzaga remains the only Division I men's basketball team with a spotless record this season. The Bulldogs are 20-0 overall. They're 8-0 in Big West play after an 83-64 romp at Portland. Zach Collins had 13 points for the Zags. Gonzaga led by as many as 33 points after beating Portland by 21 in Spokane 2 days earlier. Another top 25 game last night saw number 17 Duke absorb an 84-82 home loss against North Carolina State as freshman Dennis Smith Jr. scored a season-high 32 points. Villanova and Kansas remain 1-2 in the latest Associated Press men's college basketball poll. The Wildcats picked up 35 of 65 first-place votes, seven more than the Jayhawks. Gonzaga claimed the two remaining first-place votes after climbing up one spot to third. Kentucky and Baylor round out the top five. They're followed by Florida State, Arizona, UCLA, North Carolina, and Oregon. The Bruins fell five spots to eighth following their home loss to Arizona on Saturday, which also moved the Wildcats up seven places. In football news, Denver Broncos coach Vance Joseph filled the last major vacancy on his coaching staff Monday by hiring Brock Olivo as his special teams coordinator. The 40-year-old Olivo spent the last three seasons as special teams assistant to Dave Taube at Kansas City. Taube was one of three candidates that interviewed for the Broncos head coaching vacancy after Gary Kubiak stepped down. Although the job went to Joseph, the Broncos were impressed enough by Taube to hire away Taube's top lieutenant. Olivo spent four seasons as a key special teams player for the Detroit Lions following his standout career at Missouri, where Taube was the Tigers' strength and conditioning coach. Well, travelers know that jet lag is no fun, and now it appears even Major League Baseball players can suffer from its effects. A new study says the jet lag can wipe out home field advantage, make pitchers give up more home runs, and take some punch out of a team's bats. Researchers at Northwestern University looked at data from 20 years of Major League Baseball games. They looked at nearly 5,000 instances where a team took the field after crossing two or three time zones, but evidently didn't have enough time to adjust. The analysis showed that jet lag affected teams more when they returned home than when they were on the road, and as expected, traveling eastward was more disruptive than heading westward. Also in baseball news, the Texas Rangers have found a first baseman after losing Mitch Moreland to the Boston Red Sox. A person familiar with the agreement says James Loney has accepted a minor league contract with the Rangers after hitting .265 in 100 games for the New York Mets last season. Loney is a lifetime .284 hitter with 108 home runs and 669 RBIs in an 11-year career that includes stops with the Dodgers, the Red Sox, and the Rays. And in racing news, NASCAR is about to become triple the fun. The circuit's governing body is placing more importance on the early portions of races by dividing them into three stages, with the top 10 drivers receiving bonus points on a 10 through 1 scale following the first two stages. The third stage will be for the overall victory, with traditional point scoring allocated. The race winner will earn 40 points, and the rest of the top 35 finishers will be scored on a 35 to 2 scale. Positions 36 through 40 will receive 1 point each. All bonus points accumulated through the 26-race regular season can be used in the 10-race playoff, which will no longer be called the Chase. Among the other changes, the winner of the first two stages of each race will receive one playoff point, and the race winner will receive 5 playoff points. All playoff points will carry through to the end of the third round of the playoffs. The four title contenders will race straight up in the season finale for the title. The exhibition duels during speed weeks at Daytona next month will now be worth 10 points to the two race winners. Confused? So are we. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.